Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Show. This is Sean, your host, and I have a very, very special guest today, Tariq. Tariq is the owner of Negash Footwear. How you doing today, Tariq?
All right, bro. Nice. Glad you came.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing, man. Yes, definitely, sir. Definitely appreciate you taking your time out to kick it with us.
Yes, sir.
If you could, man, go ahead and break down real briefly what Negash Footwear is to you.
It's a cultural brand, you know, that represent edify our past and keep alive our culture, which is going to keep alive our present, our identity. So I felt like bring to the marketplace something that's going to deal with us.
Okay.
And our unification. So nag, hence the word Nagas, which is ancient Amharic for kings, king's footwear. You know, and that deal with the tribe of Judah, his imperial majesty, all the way back to David and Goliath. You know, so I said, okay, that's a good name, 3,000-year-old name. At least, you
okay.
know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, so that's powerful in itself. You know, we always talk about edification of the ancestors and things.
Mm-hmm.
But we deal with the royalty that's found in the Nile Basin.
Okay.
You know, that dealt with king lineages all the way back, you know, where they ran Egypt and Nubia and Ethiopia.
Okay.
You know, so that's what that's about. Then, of course, the green, black, and red, or the red, black, and green, Marcus Garvey colors, and what Pan-Africanism represent to all of us, meaning that we're unified no matter if we Dominican Republicans, Jamaicans,
okay.
Haitians, you know, that we are African out in the diaspora. So, you know, that ties us together. You know, show of, you know, this, all that was came to mind to show the Africans that's racist against us,
okay.
that we got love for them, you know what I'm saying, as well. And then they, you know, opened up a means for us to do some business over there, too. And, you know, like they say, strive with pride.
Strive with pride.
You know, so, yeah, that's what that's about, fam.
Okay, so what, before you was doing footwear, what made you kind of get into it? You know, what made you, you know, make that move toward?
I always was entrepreneur, always been doing for myself.
Okay.
So the skills to find the sneakers was always there. But once the internet blew, because I had been in the music.
Okay.
99, you know, been, you know, had a deal with an independent deal, Papa Wu, Visions of the, what that was, the 10th Chamber.
Okay.
The Wu-Tang Clan. We got that out, like distribution in America. And then, you know, the issues with egos and stuff. And you said, I need to get a product that the people like, that's not going to talk back, you know, that's going to work, you know, going to be on the shelves working 24/7.
Okay.
So, you know, and then when we first came with the idea, okay, we could do sneakers because we could distribute now. We could, we don't need to, you know, the good old boy network been shattered by the onset of the internet.
Okay.
So we realized it was a matter of timing, too. So all of those things, like a perfect storm of events, pushed us in this direction. Yeah.
So was it a, more of a challenge to, I guess, get the plug? Like, you know,
yeah.
you know, like how we used to do in the streets, man, where, you know, everyone would get the work but couldn't get the plug. Is it kind of the same way?
Yeah, definitely. It took me a lot of falling and money to actually finally find the plug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them got my money, never heard from them before. Some of them got my money and that they was colorblind.
Mm.
You know, some of the material was not what we want for this American market and what I know our people going to insist of. We had to be able to compete with the Nikes and the Adidas.
Right.
So we know we had to, get that. So it took a couple years, you know, mistakes to find the plug. But once we got it, you know, and they gave us a few good runs, and then we went over there, met with them,
okay.
let them know that we're going to really be coming and stepping the game up and provide this opportunity to not just myself, but others that want to get into the shoe game.
Right.
Understand what
okay.
I'm saying? You know, we opening up that lane. So, yeah, it definitely was a process.
Okay, now my personal favorite, I'm an 80s baby, man. I was born in 83, so,
okay.
you know, my personal favorites is the Nat Turner's,
okay.
Johns. But what made you kind of get those themes towards these sneakers? Like, Go ahead and break down these for me.
Like, that's the Marcus Garvey's Pan-Africanism, UNIA.
Okay.
Which keeping alive the great movement of that elder. Just because he passed away don't mean his movement should pass away.
Right.
So I felt like some of us had to have the strength and vision enough to pick up the rungs of such a great vision and start here, you know, give back like we're doing something now. You know, deal with the tenements of what he talked about with the UNIA.
Okay.
And where we dealt with business, that's why I started out with him. Same thing with the Nat Turner, edifying those in our past. They say you don't know where you're going unless you know where you come from.
Right,
and
right.
We don't. So I felt like nobody who get in this position really edify anything that got us to this point to where we at today.
Okay.
You know, like okay. A Fat Farm, a FUBU, mm-hmm. All of those, you know, it was good businesses, models, and great businessmen, but they never tied to our past.
Right.
That what got us in position.
Right.
So I said, you know, we need to bring some balancement to the community because we wearing Greek stuff, i.e. Adidas name is a Greek name, not Adidas, Nike is Greek.
Okay.
Then the Reebok deal with Great Britain, you know, with the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Adidas was held by two Nazi brothers, you know, that white supremacy and all that. So they broke the name up. Adidas and Puma is come from them Germans. So I just felt like we need to be being there. They say we the ninth. If we was a country, we'd be as the big ninth biggest.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, and we not representing nothing from our past. We done been robbed, took, and sold into them that everything in our closet is something represent other than us.
Everything represents them.
Everything represents. So we are complete and totally enamored with our oppressors. You understand what our oppressors are? Everything that he liked, we just love it. Or like we had the feeling of thank God, Massa brought us from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we done turned as a result. We Dallas Cowboys and Redskin Indians. You know,
right,
we everything.
Right.
So I said, let's ask for. It's not everybody out there. If we give somebody a choice,
right. They'd
be like, oh, before it's a something you had to do because mm-hmm. that's all your choices. You can't knock a person. But I said, okay, if we bring something, you ain't never seen
table,
no black power. Unity, that's mm-hmm. subliminal. They hit us with subliminals all day.
Yeah.
Naggers, sounds like nigger phonetically, but it's ancient Amharic, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That means something great. So I figure, hey, we put that on, people get knowledge about what this is all about. Look at the word naggers, find the book, Capital Nagas,
right.
Which will help them to their freedom of mind and explain a lot of this stuff that's going on in the world, give you some
true.
Kind of guidance, as opposed to being dropped and raised
some
on
type
the
of substance, man, some
yeah.
type of history, you know?
Yes.
We've been detached from our roots. So,
yeah.
you know, it's hard for our children to figure it out if we don't know it. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I love the shoes personally, man, because, you know, just seeing them on people's feet,
yeah.
you know, and them not even knowing, but them seeing it
yeah.
gives them, like you said, it's a symbol.
They wake up something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where'd you get them from? How'd you, you know, get
yeah.
those like that? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
like, what? I mean, never seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, have you been going to any events and promoting your events? And
me personally, no, but I have a few wholesalers. Like, we extend the opportunity for others to add another stream of income into their,
mm-hmm.
you know, financial repertoire. So then now, by opening that opportunity, a lot of guys mentioned Rebel with a Cause out of New York, one of my number one guys, travel all over the country.
Okay.
You know, moving sneakers.
International.
But yeah, definitely all over the country. And a lot of brothers work, a lot of like the Kwans are coming up, or they'll work the Black Power Awards that came.
Okay.
And they'll work like anything, the Malcolm X Festival. And this will be all over the country. We have guys in Ohio, Florida, New York, Jersey, California. We got love from some Muslim family that buy a lot of the shoes. We hit little pockets where it's community of cats say they want them. You
okay.
know, in large, yeah.
Where do you see it in the next 5 years?
I see us mainstream brand. See us with a few celebrities endorsing us and doing celebrity shoes. Also offering the same opportunity that LeVar Ball offered to his son.
Mm-hmm.
We want to offer that same opportunity to other athletes out there that don't have a LeVar for a father.
Okay.
But they have the star power
mm-hmm.
and they have the freedom, the mindset that they ain't got to go up under Master. They right. get 20 million when Master making 400 million.
Yeah.
Now they can make, you know, 350 million. Let us take 50. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least, you know, we don't want all the cheesecake. We just want to be able to help y'all get where you want to go, because we know that we can do so much more for ourselves as a community. That's our vision, you know, cooperative economics, Ujima, where we deal with one another. You buy from us.
Right.
You know, we give back into the community right then and there. You know, you ain't got to ask us, because we from the community.
Okay.
So that's the culture we want to set up. So in 5 years, just building on the cultural stuff that we put out, and also bringing opportunity to others that either want to be in the shoe business, are athletes, entertainers that want to take advantage of their vast social media networks.
Right.
And make a nice living. You don't have to go to Nike no more.
Now, how important is this for the next generation? You know, do you feel like this has to be passed down, or do you feel like just the education of it is good enough?
I think both of them. I think it needs to be passed down, and others needs are inspired,
mm-hmm.
and make let people know that, yo, if he could do this, you know, instead of getting from Frank Lucas Winton and glorifying American Gangster, glorify we did the same thing but with a shoe.
Right.
You understand? Be inspired that I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go to Yale. I don't hold a college degree. I don't hold a high school diploma. But yet still, I'm self-educated.
Yeah.
Self-disciplined, sat in the house and read the books that it took to get here. So if I could do it, they could do it. First thing I would say, get a guide on import and export.
Mm.
So you'll understand international, how you get into ports, in and out of ports. You know what I mean? So that's a jewel that one who want to sit down and read and learn, you know, to learn the lingo of import and export. Then learn how to source, you know what I'm saying? How to find manufacturer. Then once you find a manufacturer, how to deal with that culture. You're going to need a book on that.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Good point.
You know, because if you don't, you certain things, you might turn somebody off. Yo, what's happening, man? You know, you might not show respect. In China, they in the respect. You know, I learned this right here is that's respect. But when mm-hmm. you read a book on that, you know, you have to cover every aspect
of
all bases. I can't say if I give you this to connect, then you still don't know everything else around that. You still going to mess it up.
Yeah.
You're going to, because they already got a set stereotype of black people.
Right.
You know? And if you come in there acting anything other than acting like what they think you're going to act like,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to deal with you. So all of these things, we just have, you know, so that's the thing I want to say to people, inspire people, is to be, hey, man, we can do what we want to do. The global economy is here. There's none of the things 20 years ago that stopped us, you know, from, that's like the music industry.
Right.
It's the same thing now. You just got to free your mind that you could do anything you want today.
If you can, let me know why Reggie Lewis was such an important person in your path.
How you know that?
Man, you know, I'm doing a research.
Okay,
you know?
okay. Yeah, Reggie
Go ahead and
Lewis.
Tell me about him real quick, man.
I love Reginald Lewis, first of all, because he came out from Baltimore, Maryland, broke person, didn't have nothing, family didn't have much, but he loved educating. So he educated himself, went to some of the top schools, graduated from them, worked, tried to find his way, but he is very historical for black people, where he was the first black billionaire, traded on the stock exchange.
Okay.
And his people wrote a book called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun?
Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun?
All the Fun, yeah, that was a book I read from him, and I loved it, you know what I mean? And you know, I just want to follow his footsteps, entwined with Marcus Garvey, where we have the people invest.
Mm-hmm.
Where now, when you buy the shoe, now you also getting money. So if we need to get a camp for the kids in the summertime,
right,
you buy the shoes and you done help. So when it's time to vote, yo, we got this 10 million, what we going to do? Y'all want dividends? Are we going to buy some schools together, something for the children?
Right.
Let's make a, you know, so
right.
I like what he did in one aspect, and that's why I like these. When we do his shoe, we going to do probably a hard shoe, a business shoe.
Okay,
you know,
I like that.
Say,
I like
go
that.
For something, yeah.
So as far as the designs, you're talking about different designs.
Mm-hmm.
What are the next steps in getting the different designs? Are you going to have any unique original ones that you're planning on creating? Is there any type of team that you are working with or anything?
That's what we're currently doing, taking designs from people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, a few people came with some designs that took online real good. Just bringing in more creative people that's up to date, more young people to do designs and, you know, make their way, you know. Like, what else we got going on? I put out a call for designers even on our social media. So we just waiting. A few old heads coming, but they got good ideas. Like, I got some wallaby ideas to put some gator print on the old school wallabies.
Right.
You know, we're going to remix. It's one thing, bro. If you look into the market, you see that's everything that's out there is it's just like a few designs that's
mixed in, blended in together.
It's like a remix. It's like hip hop.
Yeah, exactly, man.
We sticking with the script, man. Yeah. It's hip hop. Yeah. We just remixed the 90, man. You know, it's still the Diana Ross. I'm coming out. But it got Diddy. Who's hot? Who's not? Who come out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just updating it, man. I'm not gonna say we coming with. It's gonna be so hidden though, because the one guy. He took this shoe, took this off, took the Puma, he took this front part off.
Okay.
He took the Puma sign that come this way down, turned it upside down and pushed it that way.
Okay.
Then he put the Gucci stripe here and the Gucci stripe down there, and nobody knew it was this same shoe. He hit it.
And he kept the bubble too.
I think he solided the bubble.
Okay.
So it looked like a hard shoe / sneaker.
Yeah.
So everybody went crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just how good, like how PE they can handle, take a sample and, you know, make that sample cover, that sample so good.
You wouldn't even know what the sample is.
So we just take it from our culture, hip hop. I'm a hip hop head.
Yeah.
And I'm saying ain't no need to invent nothing. Ecclesiastes say nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So hey, we're gonna take it and just put our flavor on it,
bro. I like that, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
But so, now, one thing before I finish. But any new designers out there that got ideas that's better, we welcome y'all input. Nagasfootwear at gmail.com. NagasFootwear at gmail. You can rewind this. And hit it if you really serious about some great designs. And we put it out there on our market, man, on social media. If the people take to it, you know, a star is born.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. I like that.
Yes, sir.
So what is, like, the most important, or what is your favorite quote, Bible scripture or proverb that you've been following for a lifetime, man, and that you would pass down?
My favorite quote. If you believe it, perceive it, you can achieve
it. Yeah, that's a classic one right there.
if you can believe it, you know what I'm saying, and perceive it, you can achieve it. Because we live in proof, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
And what would you tell an entrepreneur that's kind of struggling to find his path, struggling to find his way, not believing that they can actually do it? What advice, what kind of would you push them towards, and what would you tell them?
Stay on their craft, always learning as much as you can, always learning, you know, marketing, promotion, and never giving up. If you have a product that don't work in one time, don't let that wipe you out. Even if it takes you a year to save back up, if you got to go back on the plantation, save your money again, do that.
Okay.
But stay on getting off that plantation, you know what I mean? If you got to get on, always keep your mind on getting off. Don't never give up, no matter what. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Just don't give up.
That's what's up. And you already put out the email, but go ahead and do that again and let everybody know what your tags, how they reach you and follow you.
Okay, social media is Facebook, / Nagas Footwear, NAGAST Footwear, FOOTWEAR. Our IG is Nagas.Footwear. Our Twitter is Nagas Footwear. The website is SneakersCustom.com. That's SneakersCustom.com. That's pretty much all of our contacts.
The juice of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, I just want to appreciate you, man. I enjoyed this interview, man, 100%.
Yes,
man.
Yes,
y'all get an opportunity, make sure y'all go check out the websites, check out everything, and pick up a couple of these kicks, for real.
Yes,
and I'll see y'all next time.
Appreciate you.